part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 99.
Part 1.
Coming
off the big Independence Day, 4th of July.
No doubt.
Over here in America, where we celebrate our independence from those...
Those fucking limeys.
In the UK, who wouldn't give us our religious freedom.
That's right.
And they had taxation without representation, John. I think it started out with a Boston Tea Party where they chucked that stuff into the swamp.
Well, I think that was more of a...
And then it escalated from there.
I don't think it was all about taxation as much as it was about taxation.
Religious freedom?
No. It was taxation because of the East India Trading Company.
Right on.
They were protesting it. Big protest, because some of that money, I think, was going back to the king.
Well, I watched an outstanding movie with based on the American Girl doll store in one of the dolls called Felicity. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's set right in 1774.
No way.
So her boyfriend is a patriot, and her grandfather is a loyalist, and they get into some debates.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That's outside.
That's where I get my history from. Felicity, the American Girl doll story.
That's out of sight, dude.
What'd you do for the 4th?
Let's see, man. What a weekend we had, though. We had a gig, right?
The gig. Yeah, that was the 3rd.
Yeah.
Big gig over at the Beacon Tap.
Had the gig at the Beacon. It was a fucking stellar gig.
My wrist is starting to heal. I should be ready by next Friday.
Nice.
For our next
this
gig,
Friday?
John. Yes, this Friday for our next gig.
Next gig.
Which is at Arlington Park at Trackside after the last race.
That's right. John. At 7 p.m. We start at 7.
That's right.
And, that was a great gig, man. We rocked out.
We rocked out. Rick brought in some kick-ass T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. We had people that had friends in bands that were playing at Mount Prospect Fest.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like, fuck that.
Fuck
I'm going
that.
To see this band. These going guys rock.
Kangaroo Court.
And then
live.
Mount Prospect gets rained out, and then everybody shows up anyway.
Yeah. No doubt.
No doubt.
So, it was great. And then the next day was the 4th. Of course, we sat in the fucking hot weather and watched the parade. Actually, it wasn't that hot in the morning. It wasn't towards the late evening. It started to get really thick and gnarly. So, what did we do? Oh, the family and I, we went to the parade. We watched the parade. And then later a cookout, went to a cookout, and then went over to Rick's to watch the fireworks.
Oh, right. Over at Arlington. Did they do?
Yeah.
That's a great fireworks show over there, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
over
nice.
By there.
Over
very
by there.
Nice. How about you? What'd you do over
me? After the gig, we loaded up. We split the cash. I went home. I slept 4 hours. Got up at 6, and I drove 6 hours to
North
Woods with my daughter.
Oh.
So we hung out there. We went on the pontoon boat.
Nice.
Did some jet skiing, courtesy of my cousin Kevin. And, I read some, and I slept a lot. And,
nice.
Yeah. Was out of sight, and we drove back Friday. We got back around 4 on Friday, and I've been doing chores ever since. But last night,
nice.
I did have a date night because we went out to Oregon. We came
I had a date
back.
Night, too.
We came back from Oregon.
Me, too.
On my 10th anniversary, so we really didn't do anything other than watch
10th anniversary
a
for what?
Shitty movie of being married.
Oh.
Of watching Smoke and Aces. So
great movie.
I called my moms, the moms, and I said, hey, you got to come over and watch the kids so I can take the lovely out for the 10th anniversary there. So
The Tet anniversary.
The Tet and mom and her husband came over to watch the kids. The wife and I went and saw one of the most kick-ass movies I've seen in a long time.
Me too, man.
And then we went to dinner at Maggiano's.
Nice.
And then we were going to see another movie, but we were about 10 minutes too late.
Wow.
But the movie that I saw, John, that is totally kick-ass and is a must-see.
Kick-ass.
A must-see summer movie is Live Free. Or Die Hard.
No doubt, man. I saw the same movie last night.
Where'd you see it? I saw it at Old Orchard.
Oh, I saw it at...
I saw the early
show. Niles one.
I saw it at... Fort Tan
or
something.
We saw it at 7:20.
7:20.
And, or 8:20 or something. And we get out of there, and there's this place called Lucky's over by Golf Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Racino. You ever hear of a Racino?
No.
It's an off-track betting place.
Oh.
It said like Lucky's Bar and Grill or something, Lounge and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
We get there. The wife and I walk in. It's like, 9:30. And there's all these fucking old men smoking cigars all over the place.
Betting on horses.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here.
You should have passed out flyers for our gig, man. Because there's going to be an off-track betting that's on track.
No doubt. But we left there and went to Begin Agains.
Begin Agains?
Yeah. Bennigan's.
Oh, Bennigan's. Right.
Right
on. Right on.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got to agree, man. That was fucking kick ass.
You got any documentation?
Casting? Let's see
here. We know Bruce Willis is in it. And then the chick from Sky High is in it. That's his daughter. Who's the guy who plays the criminal?
Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant.
Let's see. Justin Long.
Justin.
He plays Matt Farrell.
Long.
Yeah.
He
was in, Dodgeball.
Yeah.
As a kid, he gets
good.
Hit in the face with a wrench.
He was in Herbie with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Cliff Curtis.
My wife said,
Bowman.
He reminds me of Keanu Reeves. And I said, yeah, but he can act.
Yeah.
Unlike Keanu. I thought he did a great job. I thought Bruce Willis did a great job. I thought it was a great opening scene. I did think it got a little bit carried away at the end, but hey, what do you mean a little?
What do you mean a little? That's the kind of carried away I want to see, man. If you're going to go over the top, you got to go over big.
We almost had to leave because my wife could not take the suspense and the thrills at some
really?
Point. Like right during the middle of the movie, I think, I can't remember when, but she turned her head so quickly. Because she didn't want to see what was on the screen.
Yeah.
And she put her hand to her eyes. She and smashed her glasses.
Herself.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pretty much injured herself because she was so scared. And she said, we might have to leave because my heart will not stop racing. And the whole time I'm like, whoa, quality kill.
I know the wife was doing, what was the one? She did the big whoa-ho on, whoa-ho-ho. When the dude, I think the first one where he got hit, he was on the door and got hit by the, what the fuck? The garbage can in the very beginning.
Right, yeah.
Ka-koom! And then the next guy, he got flung in the air. And oh, man, it was out of sight. It was insane.
Yeah, it was
I love the story, too. And the fact that he's this, he doesn't know shit about what's going on. And, It just the comments, man, the fucking jokes.
Did you know who the Warlock was going to be?
Oh yeah,
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No. So when they said, "Okay, we gotta meet the Warlock," I'm like, "Okay, who are they going to cast as the Warlock?" But it was just a fleeting moment because the movie keeps you so engaged.
Yeah.
And then I was surprised to see
Kevin Smith
as the Warlock.
As Freddy.
But I thought he did a good job.
Get out of my house, man!
I thought he did a great job.
Yeah. Well, did you know the film's plot is based on an earlier script entitled WW3.com by David Marconi?
Well, in the movie, at the beginning, they say it's based on an article.
Yeah, it's based
like
on an article
story.
From Wired, Farewell to Arms. Screenwriter of Enemy of the State is a guy who had the earlier script using a Wired article entitled A Farewell to Arms by John Carlin. Marconi crafted a screenplay about a cyber terrorist attack on the U.S. After the 9/11 attacks, the project was stalled, only to be resurrected several years later and rewritten into Live Free or Die Hard by Doug Richardson and eventually by Mark Bomback. And I thought it was great, man. It was fucking nonstop. My back was all sweaty.
Well, you know, I like the last good movie I can remember seeing is Casino Royale.
Yeah.
But even that one, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait for the DVD to come out so I could see it again. But this one, I want to go back to the movie theater and see it again.
To experience it.
Because, and I haven't can't remember the last time I wanted to go back to the theater and see something.
Since Star Wars, right?
No, I never saw Star Wars in the theater.
What?
Until they did the re-release.
Oh,
like the 20-year reunion or whatever.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious, man.
What the fuck?
Gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden.
Well, get this, John. Did you know who else auditioned unsuccessfully for the role of Bruce Willis's daughter?
No.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good thing she didn't get it.
No doubt.
You know, you just played the W, and the W was in the movie, too.
Yeah, right.
That stupid chimp.
He had a nice cameo in there a couple of times, yeah. Of course, they slammed Nixon in that, though.
Yeah.
I tried to find more Nixon.
Bruce Willis, you know, there's a lot of falling. A lot of people fall to their deaths in this movie.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis's stunt double, Larry Rippin Kroger, and Bruce falls a lot, but he doesn't die, was seriously injured when he fell 25 feet to the pavement. He suffered broken bones in his face.
Oh.
And fractures in both wrists.
His fucking face.
And they had to temporarily shut down production because of that.
Wow.
Also, in the beginning credits, when Kevin Smith's name it comes on screen, the M in Smith disappears, and you see Sith. For a few seconds.
No.
Bang.
Are you serious?
Homage.
Homage. Homage.
Homage to Kevin Smith's love of all things, Star Wars, which
Star
also
Wars.
Reflects in his character in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
You into the Fett? No, I'm more of a Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
Oh. He's got like a life-size... What happened?
My microphone attacked me. Hold on.
You all right?
I got a lot of bass.
Throw up?
In my mic. Is that just me?
Yeah,
is that my headphones?
Check your...
my settings?
Yeah.
I didn't change anything. I'm on the heart. I'm minus 10 dB. And I got the straight line.
Oh, I don't know.
On the B2 Pro, John.
I don't know. You want me to switch up here?
B2 Pro. No, we're fine.
You're a bassy guy.
I'll just back off a little bit more.
You just got some pipes, man.
I do have some pipes, man. I got some pipes,
brother.
So, out of 4 Spiny Normans, what do you give it there, John? I give it 4. That's what I give it. I give it 4 out of 4 Spiny Normans.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I would have to concur. I just loved the comedy shit was killing me, man. All the... He's fucking... Dude, man, you just killed a helicopter with a car. It was all out of bullets.
Oh, the one part... And it's so quick. They handle it so quickly, but they're driving in the car... And the kid asks him, dude, man, you're like a hero. I'm not a hero. You're a hero. You fucking kill people and you save my life like 10 times. And Bruce Willis gets into this soliloquy about what a hero really is. And all it is a gripe session, you know, because they took his 401k, his pension, and all
right.
That shit away. That's what you get for being a hero. I'm no hero.
Yeah, I'm no hero, you fucker.
But that was like the only sappy moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's it. It wouldn't. How about the daughter? When she's just fucking goes off on that dude. Just starts swinging and punching him. And
yeah, I thought one of the funniest parts where at the very end, where she kicks the guy's ass and the dad almost gets the gun.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Hey, do you got her?
Yeah,
no, really,
really, do you got her?
Do you got
time?
Her this time?"
Yeah. He did that before, too. Are you okay? Are you going to be okay? Yeah. I like when she gets on the radio. Dad, now they're down to 5. That's my girl. No doubt. Yeah, that was pretty kick-ass.
Killer movie. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
I wonder how the box office is doing.
I don't know, but I fucking was like, I couldn't. It was one of those, you remember Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Of course.
Where everything is complete. No, not Last Action Hero. I'm sorry. Fuck. I kept saying that today. The wife was getting really irritated with me. Can you stop saying that? Can you stop saying that? And then I said nigger. That was it. I thought she was going to steer the car into a tree.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just said it. I forgot why I said it.
I know.
Why?
Were you telling your Flintstones joke again?
No,
huh?
No.
Is that why?
I just said it to elicit a response from her, which it didn't. It got like, you know how I feel about that language. I go, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say it. Because it's a silly word. Anyway, so it reminded me of the movie True Lies. Isn't that it?
Yeah, True Lies. Well, it had so much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It cracked me up, though, man. It was so fucking funny. And that was the perfect kid, or perfect, the Mac guy, to cast the Mac guy as this computer geek. Next to Bruce Willis, this really old and crusty, diehard character who has superhuman powers. I mean, he just gets the shit kicked out of him by this Chinese chick, and then he fucks her up something fierce, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And he's saying stuff like, he's hanging in the fucking elevator shaft, and he gets cables around her neck, and he goes, oh, what's the matter? Too tight?
Yeah, like he's got the energy for that. Right. Hanging out. All he's saying, he's got is hanging on two cables dangling.
Yeah. What's the matter? Too tight? That's great. Oh, man. Yeah, I love that movie. That will be in my collection of Dave A. Days.
All right, then. Moving on.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Rick and I went to the Police concert.
Oh, my neighbor went to the Police concert as well.
That's all I want is to get next to you.
Wrigley?
Yeah.
How was it?
We were about 300 feet away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's out of sight.
Yeah, there were like ants on the stage. The stage was almost the entire width of the outfield. Holy fuck. They had these giant screens on either side and then three in the back. And they at times have all three band members on screen at the same time, which was pretty cool. I had some binoculars too, so I can zoom in and
nice
check out Stewart.
How was the performance?
It was great. It just was a little muddy though, because I don't know. It wasn't as loud as I thought. Rick and I could talk through the whole thing.
Hmm.
It wasn't that loud at all. But they still got it, you know, and we got to the very end. It was they came out for two encores, and the second encore they come out. And Rick and I are just kind of bummed out. They didn't play Canary in a Coal Mine and or Next to You, right? So we're sitting there. All of a sudden, bam. The last encore, they play Next to You.
Nice.
And the whole fucking stage is, the lights are going just apeshit, all different colors, like fireworks, man. And Rick and I, for a fleeting moment, both half extended into a high five and caught ourselves.
Yeah.
And Rick is, he is so fucked up. He must have been caught. High-fived somebody. Maybe he was at the 4th of July or something, and he got caught. He was like, dude, you high-fived again. Oh, don't tell Scott.
Too late.
He high-fived. And for those of you out there that don't know what we're talking about, we don't high-five in a kangaroo court. It's taboo.
Taboo. So we try to trick each other into high five.
You have to lick the other's balls.
Well, at our
if you
Oh, really? I haven't had to do that yet.
Not yet.
At our gig, John, in tribute to the police, we ended
right
next to you, and we actually pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, we rocked, man. We were on. We had our game on.
Game on.
Game on. Yeah, we rocked.
Yeah, again,
our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
I'm the biggest pussy on the planet because I injure myself playing the bass. I mean. And then you go see this movie with Bruce Willis, and he walks away after shooting himself.
Yeah.
Walks away from the scene. And here I am. I can't even turn the key to get in the door at night because my wrist hurts too bad for playing the bass.
And then Rick and I, Friday night, went to the recording studio.
Yeah, he called me. I was up north, and he called me. He said, hey, did John tell you? No. Tell me what? Yeah, we got studio time. Said, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. Even if I could make it, my wrist was all jacked up still.
Oh, not for these two songs. You could have done it with your toes.
What'd you guys do?
We did Strange.
Mm-hmm.
And, what the fuck? What is that one we do? Seasons in the Sun.
Hmm. Right on.
Yeah.
Hey, so who's going
to... He wanted me to do bass. That's strange.
Did you?
No.
Who's going to do the demo that we're going to make for the dude on Wednesday night?
What demo?
We're not practicing Monday. We're not practicing Thursday.
Well,
but
if he gives me the fucking files, I can whip it up in no time.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be those, but whatever, you know, four or five songs that we want to put on that to give to that guy.
Yeah.
So we can get over there in Edison Park.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and if you want to meet John and Scott, we'll be at the Beacon on Wednesday night. Isn't
that
hot?
Right. If you want to meet us, we're going to do a tit signing.
I'm not going to participate
in
that.
No, you're not? No. Well, you did the last time.
I didn't.
What?
I did not
participate. Oh, come on. You sure
in
did.
A ta-ta signing.
You remember?
No, I don't remember.
Are you sure?
How dare you? Make such accusations.
How dare you?
Who the fuck said that?
Right on. What else you got there, John? Oh, speaking of bands, Led Zeppelin are in talks to reunite.
What?
For a memorial concert. The band are apparently in discussions to reform for a one-off gig in London for their late record boss, Atlantic Records founder, Amit Artukjun. It is thought singer Robert Plant, guitarist Jimmy Page, and bass John Paul Jones will regroup alongside late drummer John Bonham's son, Jason.
Ugh.
How about that?
He sucks.
I saw Page when he was with The Firm.
Anus.
Yeah.
With Paul Rogers.
Oh, you saw him live?
Yeah.
Live in concert.
Over there, over by the Allstate. Over by there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When it was The Horizon?
Right on.
Nice.
Can't remember who I went with.
Stoner. Rick and I were talking about all the concerts we went to. There was a forum page.
On our forum. A thread, John. It's called
a thread. Yeah. Shut up, mister. I can't text on my fucking phone.
I can figure it out.
Can you text? Why don't you text me? I haven't figured that out yet.
I can figure it out.
Yeah, right. You click reply. You know, it's like email.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah. Reply. Bleak. Oh, look at that.
Oi, 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 oi.
Do you suck dick?
Yeah. So, yeah, that was what a week, man. Been going like crazy. Go, go, go. Set my drums up like four times this week. That's a lot of work.
It is, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And we got one more.
Don't text me now.
It's Friday.
You dork.
I was going to show you I could do it.
I can do it. Look at me. I'm texting.
I can do it. Do it now. Toward the floor.
Gonna do it.
All right, another celebrity news.
Do it.
Get this, man.
I'm getting it.
Katie Holmes, the girl next door, is all grown up, John. A new wife and mother. Holmes was named this month in OK Magazine's list of most influential women. How is that possible? Influential?
Oh,
and for who?
Christ.
That's like saying Paris Hilton's influential.
She is.
Well, that's another story.
Quite influential.
That leads into our next celebrity story. Tom Cruise has wowed. I'm sorry, he's vowed. Scientology will have no impact on his
wowed
portrayal of legendary German assassin after being banned from filming at the country's military bases because of the controversial beliefs. So he's going to make this movie, but the Germans said, no, we're not letting Tom Cruise here to film shit because he's part of that Scientology cult.
Right.
The actor is set to begin shooting Valkyrie in Germany this summer. In it, he plays Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg, leader of an unsuccessful plot to kill Adolf Hitler.
Klaus,
I think I already read this.
Stupidberg.
I think I already read this story.
Yeah, you did.
But Travolta chimes in as well.
Ah.
I don't disagree with anything Tom says, Travolta says in the July issue of W Magazine.
What's W, John? W Magazine. Is that the W?
The
magazine?
W. He's got his own now, man.
How would I have presented it? Hey, maybe differently than how he did. But it doesn't matter. I still think that if you analyze most of the school shootings, listen up, John. It's not gun control. It is psychopathic drugs. Psychotropic drugs.
It's
the bottom of it. I don't want to create controversy. I just have an opinion on things. And there is nothing wrong with stating your opinion if you're asked.
Sexually psychotropic.
Everyone wants that, right? And because you are famous doesn't mean that you have less of that right.
Travolta.
Is it part black guy and part Barbarino?
Travolta also talks of his habit of going to 6 or 7 in the morning and waking in the early afternoon. Says being famous has little impact on how he lives his life.
Right.
He's up till 6 or 7 in the morning.
I will tell you, I will tell you the things that would be the same. Fame or no fame. Being up all night would be the same. Like emptying restaurants, like empty movie theaters, unless I'm starring in it, of course.
He didn't say that.
I'm quoting here, okay?
Oh, my God.
Travolta, 53, portrays Miss Edna Turnblad in Hairspray, the adaptation of a stage musical that was spun from the 1988 John Waters film of the same name. It opens July 20th in the role in which he dons a fat suit and feminine garb. Has added fuel to the ongoing speculation about his sexuality.
I've never been compelled to share with you my bathroom habits or share with you my bedroom habits.
That's the father of two.
Everyone has a right to privacy. So I have never felt, even though I was famous, that I had to share that with anybody.
In addition, John Travolta has blasted gay rights activists who plan to boycott his new movie, Hairspray, insisting he is not homophobic.
I'm not homophobic.
The Saturday Night Fever star Barbarino plays supersized woman. I just read that. But he has been accused of having no business reprising an iconic gay role by critics who claim his Scientology religion is homophobic. However, Travolta has hit back at critics of his faith and insists he is not even playing a gay icon. He tells The Scoop,
there is nothing gay in this movie. I'm not playing a gay man. Scientology is not homophobic in any way. In fact, it's one of the more tolerant faiths. Any woman accepted, John.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Fates.
I think they should boycott that cocksucker.
It's actually psychotropic.
What did John Travolta say?
Because we psychotropic.
I don't know if you know this, but we pulled audio. That was really John Travolta. We pulled audio and I dropped it in.
Oh, all right.
Because I got my little Arcos over here.
You got your own little Arcos.
Yeah. So he doesn't even know how to pronounce it. Stupid ass.
Psychotropic. Yo. Hey, hey. Oh, my God. He says, hey,
hey,
hey.
In our last celebrity news, John, and this really peeves me to to No Get Out.
No Get Out.
And I don't even want to mention this woman's name, but I have to make a point. Paris Hilton's post-prison chat with UN... I'm really struggling. With U.S. broadcaster
Larry
King. Have a Barbarino
King, sing, read it.
And this is a couple Wednesdays ago. Wednesday night, I brought the veteran CNN talk show host his highest ratings of the season. More than 3.2 million viewers turned in to watch this complete piece of shit on Larry King. What the hell is going on in this country?
I don't know.
This country's going down the fucking toilet.
No shit.
And people
man.
Are watching Paris Hilton?
I know.
You need to focus your attention on the God. W.
Yeah.
Because he's just as goddamn entertaining as Paris Hilton. He's
What's
10 times more entertaining
point?
Than her.
What's your fucking point?
Big pile of shit.
Although the chat brought him huge ratings, King admits he wasn't sold on Hilton. I'd have liked a bit more introspection.
Skokie, hello.
And King was far from impressed when his special guest lied about reading the Bible in jail. When he asked her to name her favorite passage from the good book, Hilton
blah, blah,
was
blah,
lost
blah,
for
blah,
words
blah, blah.
And looked awkwardly away.
I don't know titles.
King says he doesn't think she reads the Bible, John.
I don't think she reads the Bible.
I don't think
Skokie,
she reads anything.
Hello.
What could she possibly read? She didn't even graduate high school.
I know.
Unbelievable. Wake up, white
Hamptons,
people.
Hello. Wake up, white people.
Stop watching Paris Hilton. Get your eye on the W.
No doubt.
Let's get this guy impeached. He's a train wreck.
Fucking dickhead. Again, check that calendar out. There's some Bushisms.
Bushisms.
On some of the days. Yeah. Check out July.
Oh, that's cool. And that's when he said it.
Yeah.
What a great calendar.
Isn't it? My wife, for Total Talk Nonsense, the wife gave us a nice little calendar. It's a countdown to Bush, to when Bush is out of office.
Yeah, because Rick used to buy us the Lindsay Lohan calendars, but we told her, hey, we're not into Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Yeah, we're into tit signing. We're going to sign some tits.
Tit!
Right?
Right on.
Right. We're going to tit sign.
Oh, I thought you said tet. No,
no
I'm not
no.
going to. Can you sign the tet?
Hey, honey, is it okay if I sign this one breast? Just, no? No? Why not? Are you sure?
How are we doing on time?
I get the big bonk. No, she'd kill me.
Yeah?
32, man. I think we got to...
We got to wrap
it up. Oil up.
Because I got a lot of science news, John.
We
didn't do science news last week. I got a lot of... I got Islam and science. I got 60 years ago, a pseudoscience revolution started.
Well, we got...
Do you know what that is, John? Do you know what that is 60 years ago?
Pseudoscience.
A pseudoscience revolution started 60 years ago.
No, I didn't know that.
But some controversy.
Oh.
On the 60th anniversary.
I have lesbian gangs.
Uh-huh.
We have masturbation tips also, don't we?
Of course. Maybe we could take out part one with masturbation tips.
All right. Let's do that then, shall we?
We shall.
Masturbation tips.
These are tips to masturbate.
Masturbating.
Hello, and thank you for calling Health Extension, brought to you by York Health System Auxiliary.
We're glad you called us for information about masturbation. It's a subject many people feel uncomfortable with and don't talk about. Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. It doesn't make you go crazy or blind, give you zits, put hair on your palms, warts on your hands, or make you sterile or weak. A lot of these old stories are still around, even though today we know that masturbation is not physically harmful. In fact, masturbation is a normal and natural sexual practice for both males and females. It's very common among kids aged 3 to 6 and among young people. Some figures show that as many as 90% of the total male population masturbates, as does 35 to 65% of the total female population. No matter what people say about it, they do masturbate. Masturbation during the teen years is not only normal and natural, but very common. In early adolescence, certain hormone changes take place in your body, and you start feeling physical tension, primarily in the sex organs. This tension builds up, and you can feel very uncomfortable until you find a way to release it. Masturbating is a natural way to release this tension. It's an outlet for the strong sexual urges that develop during early adolescence, especially among boys. For most young people, masturbating is a good and safe substitute for having sex with another person. Masturbation isn't physically harmful, but if you masturbate and are afraid it will create problems for you or feel guilty about what you're doing, it can be psychologically harmful. Thus, masturbating doesn't mess up your body, but if you feel guilty and anxious about it, it could mess up your head. Only you can decide if the physical pleasure is worth the psychological hassle. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem. The problem, however, is not masturbation, but lack of social development. It's like watching television or eating. That's all you do. It shows you're having problems dealing with other parts of your life. Now, we'd like to discuss two more things about masturbation. One is fantasies or daydreams you may have while doing it, and the other is a warning against using certain kinds of objects. First, fantasies. Many people have sexual thoughts about all sorts of things while they're masturbating. They may feel guilty about these thoughts or afraid of them. Whatever these fantasies are, it's important to remember that nothing
we have
to feel
a little
guilty or afraid of.
Vagina.
They're only daydreams. Strong sexual urges help create them.
I make
now,
foreskins.
The warning about masturbating with certain items. Most people, males
Come
and females,
on.
Use their hands
oh,
to stimulate
God.
Themselves. This is a safe
Come
way to
on.
Masturbate. However, some
what
people choose to use
that?
Objects.
I'm not
Women,
you. I'm the biggest cocks on the planet.
Shaped like a penis
are you a peanut pepper?
Men
are you
may
a
use
peanut
a round
pepper?
Object
Do you
like
suck dicks?
Toilet paper tube.
The fuck you in for, bitch? Start sucking.
Sometimes males try to make something.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.